USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two-thirds of America's lower 48 facing dangerously high temperatures and oppressive humidity today and especially tomorrow and Sunday. The wrong time for an explosion and fire to happen at a utility substation. But that's what's happened in Madison, Wisconsin, where tens of thousands of people are without power and as a result without AC. Fire Department spokeswoman Cynthia Schuster says those firefighters were up against even worse heat.
We are in the midst of quite a heat wave, so they are up against some high heat and humidity. And that's on top of the heat that they always endure during a fire.
Luckily, there's been no report of injuries. Orlando, Florida's police have announced that they'll stop using Amazon's facial recognition program after testing it for 15 months. It was designed to find suspects by scanning public spaces with facial recognition software. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Iran is disputing President Trump's claim that the Navy destroyed an Iranian drone yesterday. An Iranian military official saying today that all of the Islamic Republic's aircraft are accounted for, suggesting the U.S. military may have shot down one of its own drones. Yesterday, President Trump said a U.S. Navy ship, in his words, took defensive action against an Iranian drone near the Strait of Hormuz. The death toll now at 33 and a suspect in custody after an arson at a Japanese animation studio. A 41-year-old man setting fire to the building, and he's among the many injured and still hospitalized. Comic book artist Jeffrey Cruz was attending Comic-Con in San Diego yesterday.
Animation there is regarded fairly highly, so for something like this to happen to that industry specifically is pretty insane.
Reports are the man may have thought the studio was stealing his ideas. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This is a little unusual, but a new House bill on Capitol Hill is ordering the Pentagon to reveal if it has ever used infected ticks in biological warfare experiments. Republican Congressman Christopher Smith of New Jersey writing an amendment that requires Pentagon officials to disclose whether ticks or insects allegedly used in defense experiments from the 1950s into the 70s were released by accident or by design. One of the concerns is the type of tick that spreads Lyme disease, which has become bigger and bigger over the past few decades. Social media has been buzzing at the release of a trailer for a long-awaited sequel to an 80s movie. Now posted online for all to see, Tom Cruise made a surprise appearance at San Diego Comic-Con on Thursday to unveil the new trailer for the sequel to the classic 80s movie Top Gun. Top Gun Maverick will hit theaters in 2020, featuring Cruise reprising his role as Pete Maverick Mitchell.
The end is inevitable, Maverick. You're kind of headed for extinction.
Maybe so, sir. But not today.
Co-star Val Kilmer will be reprising his role as Tom Iceman Kazansky. And while you're online checking out that trailer, find us at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.